Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. And there was yet another inane and insane outburst from Donald Trump the other day, the president-elect, who's going to take office again in just 10 days. Yeah, so 12 noon on the 20th of January, he shall be taking the presidential oath administered by the Supreme Justice. Well, the Chief Justice is the highest judge in the United States in front of the Capitol building. Anyway, people are treating him as though he's the president already, the dying days of the Biden administration. So President Trump said just 3 days ago that he wants to take over the Panama Canal and indeed Greenland. Now, bear in mind, the United States still has troops in the Panama Canal. Well, how can he take it over even more already? Does he want to invade the whole country? I mean, he didn't say he'd invade, but he was asked, well, would you exclude the possibility of using military force or indeed economic coercion to annex the Panama Canal or indeed Greenland, which is an appurtenance of Denmark? And no, he said he wouldn't rule them out because they are necessary for America's economic security. But to make one country's economic security a justification for annexation is opening a door that may be impossible to shut. It's a very, very dangerous precedent to set. You know, Putin could say Ukraine is necessary to Russia's economic security, or parts of Moldova they already illegally occupy, or parts of Georgia, or anywhere. And China could say anywhere is necessary to their economic security. Most countries, well, every country trades the United States. So some Texan oil fields or Silicon Valley or whatever, or Wall Street, these are necessary to the economic security of other countries. How would you feel about China invading the United States for their economic security? No, because if it's what's source for the goose must be source for the gander. So it's a very, very dangerous precedent to set. And I know it wouldn't be the first time in history one country has invaded another for economic reasons. I mean, wars are fought over either ideology or resources. That's it. Often both. Biology, ideology, I can include religion. Resources, at its most primitive millennia ago, it was farmland. But these days it could be oil, it could be lithium, it could be anything else, even water resources in water scarce parts of the world. Denmark has long ruled out ceding Greenland or any part thereof, which is part of the Danish kingdom. Anyway, so economic force. Why on earth should Canada be obliged to join the United States? What about the Declaration of Independence? Canada's entitled to its independence. So simply, if you want this land, you're going to starve them to submission, is a reminder of just how pernicious and deranged Trump is. Because some right-wingers jubilated Trump's victory, even some mainstream right-wingers. Now, I've been a day one abominator of Donald Trump, and I realize he's not right-wing or left-wing or centrist or anything. He is a Trumpist. He is an egomaniac. He's very, very perilous to the whole world, of course, and he's getting worse. The one ray of hope is that he'll die of a heart attack or stroke very soon. So, I mean, I think it's unlikely he'll finish his presidential term. Even if he's still respiring, he may well just be some sort of catatonic state or in a deep coma or just so deranged he's drooling and just has to be fed through a straw. But until then, he's the guy with his button, his finger on the nuclear button. You know, Putin can say, well, look at this. I said the US is hyper-aggressive. I'm correct. And actually, he'll be on the money because the threat of war is also a war crime, even if you don't actually start that war, using these intimidatory tactics. Canada, which has been an ally of the United States since 1941, which has never aggressed the United States in any wise, which enjoys relations of really unequaled amicability with the United States, more so than Israel. Israel and the United States have even had diplomatic spats, which is very, very helpful, which is a NATO ally, which has hosted US military bases, and they would invade Canada for doing absolutely nothing wrong to them. Wow. It's just absolutely outrageous, a blatant violation of international law that he's threatening there, saying that the border is an artificially drawn line. Yeah, most borders are artificially drawn. Okay, so why could Canada not take more land from the United States? rather than vice versa. You know, borders are man-made, and yes, sometimes they follow some geographical boundaries, such as rivers or mountain ranges or the coast and so forth. So it's the world's longest border. Is it something like 6,000 kilometers? Remember, Canada used kilometers, a more or less demilitarized border, and it's been fantastic for the United States not to have to worry about that border. Remember, if you go back before the 1940s, relations between the United Kingdom and the United States were not always cordial, and Canada was part of the British Commonwealth of Nations, as they called it back then. You go back to the 19th century, there were moments of tension. It was even possible the British Empire would go to war against the United States. But every time that there was some row between the United Kingdom and the United States in the 19th century, the UK backed down because they realized Canada was indefensible. Such a long frontier. Moreover, the United States outnumbered Canada 10-1. And so we go on. So Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who's going to step down in March, said that there isn't the remotest chance of Canada being absorbed into the United States. Canada doesn't want to be a state. So anyway, he says the United States spends too much money defending Canada. Then stop spending it. That's your choice. Don't blame them. There's no reason to invade it. Canada might need to defend themselves in the United States when Trump comes in. And he was against Canadian exports of automobiles, dairy products, and lumber. Well, Americans, stop buying it then. You know, well done them for producing excellent products at a good price. So Americans vote with their wallets to purchase this stuff. And so it goes on. Anyway, so and bizarrely, this came out in a press conference about an investment developer in Dubai and data centers being set up in the United States and things like that. And then he's got other really childish ideas. The Gulf of Mexico is going to be the Gulf of America and blah, blah, blah. Wind turbines are driving whales crazy. Are they? Where does he get all this stuff? It's just so childish. I would say a second childhood, but did he ever leave the first one? My goodness. So a reminder of what a nincompoop he is, what an international disgrace, how absolutely cretinous Donald Trump is. Anyway, Donald Trump Jr., he visited Greenland, flying there to nuke the capital thereof. Okay, but he has no official meetings. So the Prime Minister of Denmark, Mette Frederiksen, she politely told America where to go. The Greenland belongs to the Greenlanders, so they can decide its destiny, and they do not want to be part of the United States. It's not a present to be passed back and forth. We've got national self-determination here, a principle that was promulgated by America. The proclamator of that principle was Woodrow Wilson. Not that I expect Donald Trump would even have heard of the name. There we go. All right. So Greenland, with a tiny population, 57,000 people, is the largest island in the world, strategically important. The United States already allowed to use military bases there, but is actually quite rich in minerals like lithium, which is important for microchips and stuff like that. But it's got a very large degree of autonomy. Okay, the US has a space facility there and things like that. And he said the island's important to track Chinese and Russian military activity. Fine. And the United States is already able to do it. There's no reason to invade. And then about Panama. Well, OK, the United States, other countries built it, opened in 1914. The U.S. military is still there. You'd invade the whole country. What? Now, we've been here before. 1989, President George Bush Sr. invaded Panama to arrest Manuel Noriega, who was the strong man of Panama, never president, but effectively the ruler of the country. But what right did the United States have to do that, to aggress Panama? Because a lot of drug dealing out of Panama. Sure, there's a lot of drug dealing out of the United States. Would it be permissible for another country to invade the United States because American drug dealers are sending their drugs to other countries? Manuel Noriega, who was a CIA asset for decades. So the hypocrisy is staggering. Remember, George Bush Sr. was director of the CIA in the late 1970s, when Noriega was already ruling Panama. So therefore, George Bush Sr. should have been in prison himself. Now, Noriega was a very bad egg. Wasn't sad to see him toppled. But, you know, the United States, they killed hundreds of Panamanians. Panamanian soldiers are entitled to defend their homeland. The Panamanian ruler, good or evil, is still Panamanian. And so a Panamanian has the right to rule Panama. No American has the right to rule Panama. Wow. So it's very, very worrying. And of course, it's grist to the mill of Russian aggression. Well, why shouldn't they do the same? They do something just as bad, and they would be correct. So the United States, they control the canal zone until 1977, until Jimmy Carter, which is buried yesterday, gave the land back to Panama. So President Trump says it was a big mistake. All right, supposing it was a big mistake. Nevertheless, the decision was made. So what if Mexico said it was a big decision, a big mistake to cede six states to the USA? Is Mexico allowed to take them back? I know they're now the military strength, but if they did, would that be acceptable? Surely not. Talk about Lex Gentium. Anyway, so we're going to see more of this instability, this criminal insanity for Trump. So fasten your seatbelts. We're in for a bumpy ride. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callahan 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.